crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this Easter worldwide transmission. It is the 20th day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I was looking back over news from earlier in the week, not just the Bundy Ranch situation, but a lot of other big developments that have been unfolding. And it's just crazy to think about how bizarre our world has gotten and just how serious my normalcy bias has become. I myself have been conditioned. I myself have become acclimated to this imperial government and ring of parasitic corporations that are gaming every sector of the economy and the culture as cold-bloodedly as terraforming aliens would do that arrived on Earth to remove us from its surface. I mean, they might as well be War of the Worlds, craft coming down from the sky to colonize the planet and wipe out humanity. I mean, that's how evil these people are. That's how inhuman they are, and everything they do is developed and deployed to hurt humanity. And I think it's the realization of that that is going to save us. Look at all the other civilizations and all the craziness they had to put up with. And I know more and more, I just repeat this like a parrot, but everything else is just signpost on that road to perdition, on that road to domestication. And not domestication for just simple control, for control and the security for the elite, but they want control to further dumb down and mutate and stupefy and GMO the addled, already sick population that's being slowly euthanized, not just for the security of the planet and its organisms in the future. No, for the cruel, psychopathic, sadistic enjoyment of the ruling class. That's what we're talking about on this Sunday transmission. Because if we're going to protect all the good, if we're going to protect all the hardworking people, all the innocents, we have to learn to recognize evil. And it is the recognition of evil, it is the recognizing evil that allows us to then break with it and deal with it and stop it and reduce it. And you'll never totally get rid of all of it as long as humans are running around. But the point is that you've got to recognize it. And you've got to realize it's your responsibility. And it's a good responsibility. It's an empowering responsibility. It's an enlightening responsibility to stand up against these tyrants and to call them out and to resist them. A few days ago, I talked about the Declaration of Independence and the Bundy situation. I want to do that again. I'm a little bit calmer today. I kind of got wound up earlier in the week. And then I want to get into the Jewish community shooting as well. I haven't really talked enough about that. And I also want to talk about the Tea Party and how it ties in to today's Tea Party, but the original Tea Party. And a story from earlier in the week that was in a bunch of publications, the CBO came out with it, 86 million full-time private sector workers sustain 148 million benefit takers. So we're going to be going over all of that and some of the new news that's been breaking and developing as well. But the establishment will have articles out there telling us about a cop who took naked pictures with his patients, gynecologist, video voyeurism, and, you know, it's the greatest and most evil thing ever seen on the planet, and I agree it's a bad thing to do, but it pales in significance to the scientific destruction of the human genetics and human genome by a group claiming they're doing it to save the Earth, to remove the scourge and the parasitical humanoids off its face. But in truth, they are genetically butchering plant, animal, microorganism, you name it, across the board. They are playing God, and they're doing it in a reckless, mad scientist, Island of Dr. Maru way. And that's what I'm saying, is we need to break with these people and call them out and stop letting our society be run by a bunch of criminals. That's really the emergency transmission beacon message we pump out every single day, 7 days a week, with the news at InfoWars.com. You can follow yours truly, the pumpkin-headed Texan, at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back for the Easter transmission straight ahead.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's Easter, folks.
KLLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
For the children.
Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here, live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., and you're listening to it. This is the Sunday edition, and it is the 20th day, of course, of April 2014 on this Easter worldwide transmission. Again, thank you so much for joining us as we blast out on the AM and FM dial across the United States, global shortwave and internet worldwide. The news websites are Infowars.com. And then, of course, InfoWarsNews.com is the nightly news 7 nights a week. And we have PrisonPlanet.com, our mirror backup site. It's not really a mirror, though. It has a lot of news on it that is not on InfoWars.com. So be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.com. And you can always follow yours truly over on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And we have a big Facebook. We have about 3 million Facebook followers on all of our Facebooks. We've got about 800,000 on our big one. Links to all that and the latest news as it breaks at InfoWars.com. Okay, enough said. Here I am on Easter. Well, actually, here I am on Thursday recording this for Easter. But I just am so honored by our great Sunday audience. We almost always do it live, even when I'm out of town. David Knight, who sits in for me, does a great job. But I do have some stories I wanted to tape and talk about here with you because they're so important. And then we have some special interview excerpts and blasts from the past and a lot more coming up later in the transmission. So, again, I want to thank all the great info warriors and liberty lovers out there for tuning into the transmission today. Okay, where to start? I saw an article last week, and we talked about it, but I really want to go back to this because it's from the Congressional Budget Office, and CNS News covered it. 86 million full-time private sector workers sustain 148 million people who are benefit takers. I want to say that again. 86 million people work, 148 million don't and live off them. They have a name for that. They have a name. Did you ever hear of it? It's called slavery. Now, you can choose to take care of your mother or father when they're old. That's not really slavery, but you know, love is a form of slavery, a good form of it. There are lots of forms of slavery. You need water to live. I guess we're all slaves to water. We're all slaves to energy, and we need energy. But this is a bad kind of slavery. And they've couched it all in the welfare clause that is in the Constitution, the General Welfare Clause. But, I mean, what is the general welfare? pretty much everybody agrees that a domesticated population is not good. That's why they tell you don't feed the animals at the national park. If you go to Yosemite Park, you go to Big Bend, you go to any of the big national parks, they'll tell you, really don't feed the animals because it'll make them dependent and then they won't know how to take care of themselves. And really, that's the argument here. They get well-meaning people to call for welfare and to call for give somebody free college and give somebody disability, give them this and that at the federal level. It's supposed to be at the state level, so it can be decided properly. And, of course, there should be some form of help out there. But what happens when they make it impossible with taxes to produce anymore? What happens with the giant population of 148 million people who are takers? That's not counting all the government pension funds and the rest of it. What happens? Well, generally, the whole society collapses, and they put, this has happened in every communist country, pretty much every communist country, and authoritarian was going back thousands of years, they put you in forced labor camps. They called them workhouses in England. And they have debtors' prisons and stuff like that. And all that's being brought back now under new names. So how's the welfare system working for you? Well, it's Cloward and Piven, and that's just one plan we've talked about for 15, 16 years on air, of my 19 years on air. It was back in the 60s, a sociology plan by a husband and wife that got adopted by the Democrats to bankrupt society by design to bring in full socialism and social control. Because, see, the social engineers want socialism at the grassroots, exempting the big banks and others from the taxes, so that they can run your life. I mean, it's real simple. Like sharecropping. If you've got a sharecropper, and if you study sharecropping, it was slavery for white folks. They just didn't call it slavery. You had to sign a contract where you could only buy your food and stuff at the company store where they overcharged you, and you could never get out of debt, and then for generations you would stay on that farm as a slave. And they didn't take care of you if you got sick or anything. And, of course, it started out with indentured servants. You'd sign on for a 5, 7, or 10, or 14-year tour of indentured servitude as a contract for the ship passage to Australia or to the United States or to the new Dutch colonies, any of them. You would sign a contract, and then you would be put on a ship, and then you'd be a slave. Of course, they had pure slavery as well. They would just knock you on the head and put you on ships as part of press gangs as well. The British and French and others did that. And they like to grab usually about 10-year-old boys. Because the state always wants to grab kids when they're young to reprogram them. The Russian government does that for their tax police, mainly made up of orphans, that literally the state's their parents. I mean, that's what this is. The state's the daddy and the mommy. And then you take the kids basically from the mother, like you take eggs from a hen at birth, to quote George Orwell, when he was talking about the Stalinist model or North Korean model. Now they just tell the women the cool thing to do is get your husband out of the house as soon as possible, or never marry him. You don't need that piece of garbage anyways. And then the state's there to help you with some stuff and give your kid lots of shots and things. And you wonder why your kid gets leukemia when they're 12. But, hey, whatever. The planet's overpopulated, right? We all heard that. So this is just the reality on this Easter transmission. It's the ugly truth here, ladies and gentlemen. And then you get somebody like Cliven Bundy. Cliven Bundy, seven generations out in southern Nevada. In 1877, a wagon train of Mormons came into the area. And before it was a territory, before it was a state, when it might as well have been the moon. And then his grandfather got hassled into agreeing to grazing rights just on areas the feds had claimed was theirs. And then they raised the grazing rights fees up to where the 52 families had to leave, were bankrupt, or had to sell out to the government. And so all that was left was Cliven Bundy. And in the BLM documents that are on Infowars.com that were big national news story last week, the biggest story on the Internet, according to aggregate sites that track that, Google and others, you can look it up. We did an article on it showing the stats and the facts. They just, sent in the Chinese-backed company and with Harry Reid's son to try to basically take it. And to say he was a freeloader and a mooch. So if you want to come up and have an anchor baby, and want to have all your welfare paid for, that's fine. If you're out of the country and you want in-state tuition or free tuition, that's fine. Take old ladies' houses, take people's property. They don't pay their income tax or property tax to pay for all these freebies. That's not theft. But let me tell you what is theft. And the big conservative media, most of them said this. The theft is Cliven Bundy on government land, running his cattle and producing something out of the desert. What a horrible person. What a terrible person. He should roll over and die and just say, you know what? you know what? You're right. This open range, common law said, state law said I could be out of my cows. You're right, BLM. Thanks for tasering people and punching them in the back and attacking women. Thank you so much. You're right. I'll just go crawl in a ditch and die. Thank you for destroying my way of life. You're right. Let's make way for Harry Reid and his son an energy deal. But because the Republicans are involved in big energy deals with the Chinese and others, they don't want all the federal land grabbing going on. A lot of these congressmen, Republican congressmen, have their son they want to head up the BLM. Or their son they want to head up an energy company with the Chinese. So they don't want this looked at. That's why they had Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and CNN with a bunch of neocon radio hosts. You all heard him this week. Up there saying he's a freeloading piece of garbage and this is all welfare and he's a lazy bum and there's no Chinese energy company connection. It's all lies. That's because they're all in on it, folks. They're all in on gang raping you financially, and they think it's funny. And if you don't wake up, you deserve it.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I had a great private conversation with Ron Paul yesterday, a lengthy one, and he's just doing a lot of great, exciting things. It was a private conversation, but down the road, I'm sure folks will hear. Just so many interesting things going on. Liberty is certainly on the march on a planetary level, but there's going to be pushback against that. You know, today we pay our tax money, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, that wasn't set up until 1913. And then on average, Americans didn't pay income tax until World War II. They called it a war tax. And then in 51, they made it permanent. Just like we didn't have property taxes in this country the last 100 years, and it wasn't universal till about 30 years ago. You don't own your land, folks, if you pay a property tax. It's not really your land. You pay a rent. Clive Bundy and seven generations of his family since the 1870s have the surface foraging water rights. And for those that don't know, this is universal across Europe, England, and the U.S. It's common law, certified by state and federal law, that if you were the first in a territory or area and you use the water and the range, you have the claim on the land. Now, they've used ignorance to distract the public and say, Bundy's not paying his taxes, he's lazy. If you're an illegal coming and having an anchor baby, or you're a corporation getting corporate welfare like Solyndra, that's fine. Or if you're Microsoft, you know, paying zero tax or whatever, that's okay. But if you're Clive Bundy producing beef for this country, you're a low-down, lazy, freeloading piece of garbage. According to Neocon Radio and MSNBC and CNN and Media Matters that the White House runs. And then they went further. We, last week, got the BLM documents from the Google cache. They'd taken them off the BLM site where they said Clive Bundy is a recharge zone area set aside where we're going to use this area for the solar panels next door. We got to use him for the power lines, and we've got to use him as a set aside under international UNESCO rules where you can't use the property. That's how they do it. They have a, quote, carbon sink, as they call it. That's the global treaty. That if they're going to use this, well, your land can't be used. It's Nature Conservancy stuff, and we're showing the documents on screen right now. They've since pulled it off Google. They're so upset, and they've got Reed running around with people running defense for him saying this doesn't exist. They're in a lot of trouble, folks. Now, we've gotten to the bottom of the hour, maybe longer. I want to go to him now to cover the waterfront and to discuss everything that's unfolding. But I wanted to play Harry Reid saying it's not over yet yesterday with the most disgusting you-know-what-eating grin. The true grin of a psychopath, kleptocrat, I mean, it just says a trillion words. The smugness of thinking he's untouchable, that he's invincible, all the horrible things, the gun grabbing, the open borders, the attacks on families. This guy, and I'm not in the LDS, so I don't want to speak for folks, but the Mormons I know are all upstanding, really hardworking, good people at the front lines of fighting the New World Order. I want to know why Harry Reid's at the forefront of destroying this country and the world. I want to ask why he hasn't been thrown out of his church. Maybe that's not my business, but let me throw that at you, Clive Bundy. What's your take on this man? I wouldn't call him a Christian. I wouldn't call him anything but a scallywag.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The people of the state of Nevada elected him. They elected him to the United States Senate to take care of business on the, like, things like fighting foreign wars and doing the business with the other countries. They didn't elect him to come back to Nevada and have anything to do with this public land of Clark County, Nevada. So this is not none of his business. He has no jurisdiction authority. We didn't elect him to be here. We haven't asked him to be here. Harry, get your back where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to be doing.
If you had Harry Reid in front of you right now, what would you say to him? Because he definitely watches and listens to this show.
I would tell him the exact same thing I just told you. I did tell Harry right now. That's where we never elected him to come down here and bring his army and against we the people. never did do that, and we're not going to accept that one more time ever.
Well, you're definitely a ghost of our forefathers. That's exactly how they talked. And it's so alien now for a lot of city slickers to hear somebody saying, I won't back down. I want to play this clip of Harry Reid.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Unbelievable. I think it's violating the law to taser people for no reason for free speech, or to body slam women from behind, or set dogs on people, or to point guns at everybody saying, we will shoot if you cross the line. Sir, we have the audio. We played the video. It's a viral video. You were there with David Knight, my reporter, and Josh Owens, the cameraman. Around 1,000 people. So historical. Looked like Ceausescu's Romania when the people turned on him, or the fall of the Berlin Wall, or if Tiananmen Square would have gone better. Describe what it was like when you decided to say, hey, we're going in to get the cattle, we're going over their line, and just like Lexington saying, we're not going to fire the shot heard around the world, but if they fire, we'll fire all the rest. What was that like, Mr. Bundy?
Well, you got to sort of realize that people are setting, know the setting. We had the Clark County Sheriff, Doug Gillespie, standing right beside me, and he had made a statement and been negotiating with the enemy, the BLM, and come there to give we the people a statement, and the people didn't accept his statement. So the people give him a mandate to disarm those people over in that compound, the BLM, those militants that were armed over there and been tormenting us for several weeks. He said, go disarm. Or the people said, Sheriff, go take their guns away. And we gave the sheriff 1 hour to do that. And he didn't do that. And we gave him another 15 minutes, and they didn't do that. And we give him another 5 minutes, and he didn't do that. And we had asked the media to bring this information back. Tell us what the sheriff is doing, and what is the sheriff? Is the sheriff taking those arms back? And we asked that he take those arms back, which is about 3 miles away, well, about 5 miles away from where we were, and bring those arms and put them under the flags where we were where we were all congregated. They didn't do that. They did not do that. The media did not give us a report. We had 1,000 people there, and 50, 60 horses up on the hill, and nothing was said about the cattle. This whole thing was not about cattle. It was about the people's rights and their liberty and their freedom, and they was mad about the First Amendment rights only in these little pig
pens. I understand the cattle were basically like taking the flag back, and that's
the cattle hadn't been talked about all day, and then people started to say, "What about the cattle?" And they was ready to go, and so I said, "Go get them." And when I said, "Go get them," it was those horses went running off the hills and the flags, and the people, got in like 300 cars.
You look like a John Wayne movie meets V for Vendetta. I got to say, I literally was in ecstasy because I was so worried about everybody getting shot and a war breaking out. And when the feds backed off, I got really happy. And I want to be friends with those feds. And I want them to become Americans again. And I think they did when they stood down. I think sanity prevailed. And I know they felt bad having to retreat. But Americans have been retreating in the face of the globalists for so long. We've been retreating. We're tired of getting pissed on.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Strings are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, rawhide. Rain and wind and weather, hell and leather. Wishing my gal was by my side.
Old Rowdy H.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
So head them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up.
All right, folks.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride. Cut him out.
Clive and Bundy joins us. This is a short segment. He's with us in the next segment as well, but I'll get into the mass school stabbing. Are they going to ban knives? Well, England's actually calling for licenses to have knives. I'm not joking. Butcher knives. But, sir, it's established state law, common law. You've been using that land since your great-great-granddaddy. Who was it? Your great-great-great-granddaddy came in and started using the land there and getting the water rights, the surface rights, the forage rights in 1877?
Yes, it was my great-great-great back there four, five or six generations ago. And they started to establish these rights by beneficial use of the water and the forage and the access rights, because they had to build all of their own trails and roads in them days. And from that time to this point in time, it's been continuously used. I say my rights are either I've inherited my rights or I've bought my rights. You got to remember that back in those days, there was a lot of other, there was more pioneer settlers here than just my grandfather, and they was creating rights also. And over the years, those rights have been either traded or bought, and now they've gone to me, and so I've either inherited my rights or I've bought them.
All right, shifting gears out of that, we've settled that. The media says you claim you've got a right because you were there first, counting on the ignorance of the public. Hundreds of armed men, snipers, get into that. It's so alien to people to hear you say, we don't want these armed BLM. It'd be one thing if they had a few armed police BLM for any type of, you know, crisis or problems that happened, and if they behave like police. But when they're in military outfits, and those guys are clearly military people, in fact, a lot of them look like mercenaries. They don't look like BLM. They look like real special forces operators. I know them when I see them on both sides. And when you see that and that they're ready to kill people, you know, fresh back from Afghanistan, you know, just 10 years ago, no one would put up with roving paramilitary federal police, more of them than there are people. And that bicyclist nearby that didn't stop and they shot him in the back a few weeks ago, and the aggressiveness of them. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't want roving federal goons. If the Austin Police Department acted like these people, I'd say disband the Austin Police Department.
Well, sure. Let me talk a little constitution here. We, the people, have elected our county sheriff, and we give him part of our sovereignty to take care of some legal things. And what he's supposed to take care of is he's supposed to take care of our life, liberty, and property. Now, that authority has never been given to any of those federal officers. If there's a problem, say down in the park, if there's a problem, they need to call the county sheriff and let them come and take care of it. They don't need to think they can take care of it. They're working as like a guest. They're like a Boy Scout. They're supposed to be helping people, serving people, and being there for people. Not to be carrying their guns and being a great authority. If there's a need, every county in the United States, there's like 3,100 of them. Every county has a county sheriff, and that's why we elected him and paid him to take care of those problems.
No, I hear you. I'm just so pro-gun. Unless they totally disband the BLM, out west it's dangerous. You need guns. I mean, do you think the park rangers should be able to have guns then?
No. Why do they need guns? I don't need a gun on my ranch. I go over all of the areas and play the park ranger. I've never needed a gun ever in my whole life. Neither has any of my cowboys. Not one of us ever needed a gun. If we needed a gun, we'd call the county sheriff. Say, hey, we need some help out here. That's what the park ranger should do. And that's what the BLM should do. And that's what the Fish and Wildlife should do. And that's what the even the FBI should do. They don't have no arresting power or anything. If they have a problem, call the sheriff and have him take care of their problem. Help them with them. They're there to serve. Only to serve we the people, not to shoot us.
Well, I know this. They claim that BLM only has 200 armed officers total. There's a major arms race in the federal government. And I looked at those guys they brought in, and I happen to know they use U.S. military on the border in regular clothes, because I've got family that has run operations on the border and in Mexico. And I'll guarantee you, most of those so-called BLM guys that were out there were not even BLM. They were probably Joint Task Force 6 or 7 out of Texas. If I had to guess, those were U.S. Army. If that is the case, what do you say to that? That sounds pretty treasonous to me.
Well, I don't see much difference in BLM than United States Army coming after we, the people of America, and we, the people of the state of Nevada.
Paramilitary is paramilitary.
I know that both of it's against the Constitution of the United States. One sense does any United States bureaucracy have a right to come against we, the people, or have arms? I don't see anything like that. They can carry arms as individuals, but when they're in their uniform and at their job, they should not have a gun with them. Only person with a uniform and a job would be our county sheriffs and their deputies.
They're the only people that should be carrying guns here in America. Everybody else in America should carry a gun as a person. That's their first, their Second Amendment right. They should be able to carry a gun, but not as a official servant of we the people, except the sheriff.
Well, I hear you. The way they act, I mean, they just really acted like they hated in those videos of them tasering people and attacking. They acted like they really hated peaceful demonstrators. They look like they wanted a war.
I don't know if individually hate us, but they sure was standing there. And, you know, I feel sorry for those people, their souls. I mean, gee whiz, you come against your own people, we the people, and you threaten to shoot them. And, I mean, it come within a hair of being them somebody pulling the trigger. Now, you got to remember, we the people was not armed. It was only the federal officers that was armed. Or whatever you want to call them. They were armed with heavy armor.
Well, that's right. Most of the people did not have firearms that walked up to the line. There were some militia people there that stayed up mainly on the embankment and were aiming down. It was a very tense situation. Our reporters clearly heard it. You can hear it. It's hard on radio to pick it up on AM, but on the video that's gone viral of the feds retreating, you can hear them saying, you know, back up, you know, we will shoot. Did you audibly yourself hear them say, we will shoot?
I wasn't there. I didn't personally hear that, and I only have seen little clips on video. My wife and I stayed on that stage where we talked and under the flags. We stayed there through this whole operation. And so we just were sort of watching for the flag to come over the hill, and we knew somebody was successful. All the time we was there, BLM had an airplane that was flying in a circle around the encampment, and we could see that airplane.
Well, I saw some of your sons and daughters leading it and you know, telling them, no, we're not backing down, and then cutting open the gate. Which one of your sons was that did that?
You know, I had about three or four sons there and some daughters. I had some sisters there, and, you know, there was like 1,000 people there. A lot of those people on the horses were cowboys, neighbors, and friends. And I had the family and friends there, but there was many, many more people I didn't have no. But I'll tell you one thing. I shook hands with most every person there, and I hugged their women. And them people were good people. And one thing I understand, the souls of American people, and I think it's all the way around the world, there's a lot of good people. In fact, every soul is good. And I realize that we need our individual rights to exercise agency. That's what I think our Constitution gives us.
Absolutely. You got to have free will or you're not even conscious.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Monday through Friday,
this dog house here is my
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We broadcast worldwide. We return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with our great team of reporters. But most importantly are your prayers and support. Thank you so much for all you do out there. Undoubtedly, the actions of the feds, beating people up, attacking anyone trying to demonstrate peacefully, and Tiananmen Square happened. In fact, I saw a graphic in one of Watson's articles on InfoWars today I want to show that shows what I described already last week, Saturday when it happened, was like the tanks of Obama, the tanks of the UN driving up and you got a cowboy in front of it. In fact, I want our graphics department to make one where it's the Tiananmen Square photo, but where it's UN tanks. That's more proper. That's what this treaty is to do this. And then there's the cowboy in front of it. But I'll find that in a moment. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, his top three stories, Harry Reid on cattle battle, it's not over. Under that, Ron Paul warns feds could launch Waco-style assault. That's an InfoWars.com article. And then a great photo and image, an article of CBS News. Founding fathers didn't create government like this. And it's a story with the man who's on with us right now, Cliven Bundy, and you know, his quotes and what he has to say. But he basically gives his point. And, you know, people are sick of it. I happen to have run into three Well, I ran into two, and then somebody told me about another. Austin cops on Saturday who all, you know, said, hey, isn't it great, you know, that nothing violent happened and that the feds back down. It is time for us to push back. You know, the feds have too much land. They're, you know, the taxes are too high. Everybody knows we're being screwed here. And so just the image of the cowboys riding down, being threatened to be shot, going over, all of this happening is so archetypal and so powerful. All right, Clive, and I want to give you the final comments here about trying to get these armed paramilitaries out of your area where your family's been since 1877. I wish they'd be down on the border, but Obama's getting rid of that. I wish they would deal with some actual crime. I could show them some crack dealers down the street from where my office is. But, no, I guess they're out there making sure that on thousands of square miles, nobody holds up a protest sign against the BLM.
Well, you know, I guess this is my opportunity to say we need to get rid of these bureaucracies, and especially the arms of them. You know, arms, I'm talking about the guns that they carry around. We've got bureaucracies all over the country, and they have created their own armies within the bureaucracies, and then they bring these bureaucracies together to come against we the people. And, you know, they've created an army within the United States. It's even bigger than the army that we have to fight the world. And so it's time now to take these guns away from these people and give the sheriff power, policing power, back to our sheriffs. And, hey, if our sheriff needs help, we the people will help those sheriffs take care of things. But these sheriffs have good deputies. And let them have our policing power. We the people have elected and pay these sheriffs to protect our life, liberty, and property. We have no desire anymore in this United States for the United States government to be carrying weapons and acting like sheriffs. That's got to end right now. And county sheriffs, get the job done. Take these arms away from these bureaucracies.
I agree with you. Let me play a clip of Obama where he said they want a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, and they've armed almost every federal agency, spending up to $198 million per Social Security building with private mercenaries, actual combat troops, combat veterans, cream of the crop, thousands of armored vehicles deployed and delivered, helicopters, open training to take on the Tea Party. That's in Forbes magazine. We, of course, broke it, but I'm saying it's mainstream news. What do you make of them building up this domestic army? I want to get your take on that, Clive, but first, here's this clip of Obama, candidate Obama, in 2008.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Clive, your comment on that.
That's exactly what was coming against we the people. We as a rancher, we the people here in Clark County. That is exactly what they were doing. That was exactly the army that was coming against we the people. And that's exactly the army I'm saying county sheriffs disarm them. And each county sheriff, there's like 3,100 county sheriffs in this United States. Each one of you take your responsibility and get the guns away from these people. They are an army within us, and individually you can take care of that. Those arms in your county, it won't have to be a big national or international war. Get the job done.
Well, back in 1962 or 61 when they had the UT Tower shooting, I forget the year, my buddy Mike Hansen's dad, there's famous photos at the museum of his dad in the ambulance getting shot, and the ambulance getting shot up as he pulled around saving people that were shot. And while he's getting people into the ambulance, his dad was a hot rod racer. That's why he became an ambulance driver. In the old days, those guys were like drove a Ghostbuster-style ambulance. So he'd drive that up and down Congress. But there's all these photos of his dad, you know, sitting there picking the people up, getting them into the, by himself, putting them on stretchers, getting them in there. He was a big guy, and they were, shooting at him. And it was, and everybody just pulled their rifles out and pinned him down. So a citizen and a police department, and I've interviewed both of them, could one of them became a Texas Ranger later, could go up and kill that guy. And it was actually the civilian, as they'd call him, who actually got the first shots off, and then the cop shot him as well. But both of them had courage. But, I mean, nowadays, imagine if somebody was on a tower and citizens started pulling guns out, I guarantee you the cops would probably shoot you. And it just shows the domestication situation. It's 1966. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to change this around. The sovereignty, the policing power is in we the people, and we only give part of that power to our county sheriff, and we give no power to the United States government in that sense to come down against the citizen. The power of the United States government is supposed to deal with foreign problems, not within the United States, not we the people. You get your armies and fight the battle somewhere else to protect this land, not harass their people.
Well, that's right. Every third world cesspit has a domestic military that rules over the people and becomes an oppressive group of gangster thugs, and we don't want gangster government. Final comment from you, sir, and then I want to give out your website and put his blog on screen for TV viewers, and I'll get the URL for folks so I can give it out here on air. But Scarborough of MSNBC, I guess he kind of represents the establishment, a so-called Republican. And we've had some other Republican talk show hosts criticizing him, not to your face, but behind your back and having you on. I'm not going to name names. It's just very shameful and misconstruing what's going on. You know, he says you need to obey the law. I wanted to play that clip and let you respond to basically this entire group of people.
It's not libertarianism. You actually, yeah. I mean, if you respect the rule of law.
Right. And there have been laws passed.
This guy, for 20 years, has been breaking the law, using federal land. He hasn't been paying the grazing fees that everybody else pays. For some reason, this guy thinks that the laws that apply to every other rancher in the United States of America don't apply to him. And there's no doubt the Bureau of Land Management overreacted. This could have been handled much better. So I think you go even people on the further boundaries of the right, the conservative movement, think that if this guy is going to use federal land, then this guy should actually pay the fees. And he owes over $1 million right now.
All right.
And so this is, yeah.
That's enough. You want to respond to that? Because, I mean, Rosa Parks needs to follow the rule and sit at the back of the bus. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I would like to respond to that. First, if I owe $1 million, if I owe that, I'd be happy to pay that to the proper form of government. Well, it would have to be my state. And the other thing is, this is not about Clive and Bundy. It's not about his cows or not about his grazing rights. What it's about is liberty and freedom of we the people. And we the people is making this move, not Clive and Bundy. So, America, make it move. Let's take these guns away from these bureaucracies and enjoy some freedom and liberty. That's when we go out and enjoy a picnic or at the park. Best don't let those people ruin our picnic.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of